At the same time, the Soviets know that in order to win either the Cold War or the Hot War, they must beat us at our own game. And our game has not been the quantity of manpower, because we've always been in the minority in every great conflict. We're only 8% of the world's population. That's not the genius of our success. It is our scientific, technical, and industrial supremacy is our trump card, and that is what they're trying to seize. We're to seize it successfully, gentlemen. The Soviets must educate their people. And education means training people to think. It breeds the inquiring mind, and make no mistake about that. This then presents to the Soviets a dilemma, which tells them that in the very process of trying to defeat us, calling upon them to educate their people on a mass basis, they are building a society which will not forever tolerate this present system of tyranny. Already they have had to grant enormous concessions to the scientists. They have had to grant them freedom of movement. They have had to grant them freedom of inquiry, not only in science, but in a political area on a limited scale. Gentlemen, freedom is contagious. They cannot contain it in an isolated area. And when you grant freedom to one group, you grant it to others. And in this very process of trying to beat us, I am convinced they are developing the seeds which will inevitably destroy their system. In conclusion, I should like to remind our people that if we are to outlive the Soviet Union, we must outperform it. We face ruthless competition. Confronting a foe as threatening as the Russians, we must indeed work on many fronts at once. For example, we and our allies must maintain a strong, balanced national defense effort that will deter not only the catastrophe of a hydrogen war, but limited war as well. And we must sustain the technological and economic growth of the Western world, where freedom to inquire gives us not only our scientific vigor, but our political strength as well. And if we carry out these objectives, I have no doubt whatever of our ability to catch up and overtake Soviet tyranny. Sputnik may go down in history as the Pearl Harbor that saved America and Western civilization. Let us take heed. Let us recognize the competition, and there will be no doubt about the victory that will be ours, and for free men and women everywhere. Thank you.